早晨我们要跟弟兄姊妹看一段圣经，在以弗所书第四章。
This morning we will take a look at the passage Ephesians chapter 4.
我们要看第四章的第十七节到三十节。
Chapter 4, verse 17 to 30.
第四章十七节到三十节。
Chapter 4, verse 17 to 30.
我们请美瑞亚公用英文读一遍。
This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lewdness,to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God,in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole no longer, but rather let him labor,working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
我们圣经就是先读这一段。
And for now, lead up to here.
今天我们要交通的题目就是新人的生活。
And today we'll share on the theme, the life of the new man.
就是我们看到这个新人是怎么生活的。
We'll look at how the new man shall live.
我们读到以弗所书的时候。
When we read, Ephesians.
我们知道这本书是讲到神旨意的奥秘。
We know that this book speaks of the mysteries of God's eternal purpose.
这个第一章就讲到要叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
And chapter 1 it says to understand the mystery of God's eternal purpose.
这个奥秘不是神秘的意思。
Mystery does not mean something mystical.
就是不是说你很难懂的。
It's not something hard to understand.
而是奥秘的意思就是神的事情在以前没有告诉人的。
This mystery, it is something that God has not told man before.
那么等到一定的时间，神就要把这些事情来告诉人。
But in an appointed time, God will tell men about this matter.
这就是奥秘。
This is mystery.
那么神做事情有他的时候。
And God works in His time.
在旧约的时候，神并没有把这部分的事情向人显明。
In the Old Testament, God did not reveal this matter to men.
等到主耶稣基督来了。
But when Jesus Christ came.
那么神要把他这些事情向这些人来显明。
But He will reveal these matters to men.
所以这个以弗所书就是讲到神旨意的奥秘。
So Ephesians speaks of the mystery of the eternal purpose of God.
这奥秘就关于这个教会。
And this mystery concerns the church.
所以我们在以弗所书看到这个教会是基督的身体。
So in Ephesians we see that church is the body of Christ.
这个是在旧约的时候这些圣徒他们不知道的。
And in the Old Testament the saints did not know this.
他不知道这个基督是谁。
They do not know who this Christ is.
更不知道教会是谁。
And even further, they don't know who the church is.
但到新约的时候，神把这个奥秘向人显明了。
It wasn't until the New Testament that God revealed who the church is.
教会是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
那以弗所书也告诉我们这个奥秘，就说到教会是基督的心腹。
And Ephesians also tells us that church is the new bride of Christ.
啊，所以这两个这个关于教会的事情是到新约的时候才向人显明的。
So the church and the bride, this is, it wasn't until the New Testament that it was revealed.
那讲到基督的身体呢，就讲到跟基督生命的关系。
And when we speak of the body of Christ, it also speaks of the life of Christ.
啊，所以教会不是跟基督的这个是生命上不是分开的。
Church is not separated from the life of Christ.
基督是什么，教会也是什么。
What Christ is, church is also.
那每一个在教会里头的肢体呢，都是有基督的生命。
And every member of the body of Christ has the life of Christ.
所以基督的身体就讲到生命的关系。
So the body of Christ speaks of life.
那基督的心腹呢？
And the bride of Christ
是讲到爱的关系。
It speaks of love.
我们不但跟基督有一个生命的关系。
We not only have
我们跟耶稣基督有个生命的关系。
We have a life relationship with Christ.
我们跟基督还有爱的关系。
We also have a love relationship with Christ.
因为基督爱教会，为教会舍去他的性命。
Because Christ loves the church and has given himself for the church.
为什么主耶稣基督要钉在十字架上呢？
Why does Christ Jesus have to die on the cross?
因为他爱我们每一个人。
Because he loves each and every one of us.
他爱他的教会。
He loves his church.
所以他为了他的教会愿意把自己献上。
And for the church, he's willing to give himself up.
叫我们能够跟他的生命上有这样的连结。
That we may be united with him in this life.
那么因为这样，耶稣基督神召呼呼召我们来成为基督的身体。
And in this way, God has called us to be the body of Christ.
我们每个人都是身体上一个肢体。
And all of us members, we only have one body.
就是叫我们一同来彰显基督的丰满。
That we may manifest the fullness of Christ.
所以我们能够蒙召。神能够呼召我们。
That God can call us.
这召能够临到我们。
And this calling can come upon us.
是神的恩典。
It is the grace of God.
所以以弗所书也讲到，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
And in Ephesians it says, you have been called by grace and by faith.
所以等到第四章第一节就说到。
So chapter 4 verse 1 it says,
他说我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
啊，这个地方我们看到神召我们是他的恩典临到我们。
Here we see that God calls us, it is by his grace.
既然我们蒙召了，那我们的生活呢，是应该怎样呢？
And since we have been called, how shall our life be?
我们的生活就应该跟蒙召的恩典相称。
Our life should be according to the grace of our calling.
所以这个我们的生活就讲到我们每一天的生活。
So this life it speaks of our everyday living.
在以弗所书里讲到这样的生活也是一个 walk, 行，走。
And Ephesians, this living, it is speaks of how we walk.
走路是一天一天的。
Walking, you walk every day.
走是每一天的事情。
Walking is an everyday thing.
包括生活里头大的事情、小的事情，都在这个走walk 这个里头。
And the big things and the little things in life, it all includes in this term walk.
所以以弗所书一共有六章。
So Ephesians has six chapters.
前三章是讲到教训。
The first three chapters speaks of discipline.
讲到这些真理。
It speaks of these truths.
那后三章。
The last three chapters.
第四章到第六章就讲到生活。
The chapters 4 to 6 speaks of life.
前三章讲到召的恩典。
First three chapters speaks of the grace of a calling.
后三章讲到我们根据这个恩典应该有的生活。
And the last three chapters speak of how our life should be according to this grace.
在保罗的书信里头，常常是前面这段讲到教训，后面讲到我们的生活。
So the first three chapters speaks of our discipline, and the last three chapters speaks of our life.
所以这个是很合理的。
So this is very practical.
因为我们的生活是根据神的教训而来的。
Because our life, it comes forth from God's discipline.
要先有教训，我们根据教训再来生活。
It is after discipline that then we may live.
所以我们看见从第四章开始就讲到我们怎样的生活。
So chapter 4 starts to speak of how we shall live.
第四章的第一节到第三节讲到我们要有一个谦虚谦卑的一个生活。
Verse 1 to verse 3 speaks of how we should have a live in lowliness and gentleness.
那我们第四节到第十六节呢，讲到要一个合一的生活。
And verses 4 to 16 speaks of how we should have a united life.
到第十七章，第十七节到三十二节。
Verse 17 to 32.
讲到我们应该有一个新的生活，有不一样的生活。
It speaks of how we should have a new life, a different kind of life.
过去我们是个旧人。
Before we were sinners.
那我们现在是个新人了。
Before we were old man, but now we are the new man.
那么新人应该怎样生活呢？
So how shall this new man live?
我们应该有个不一样的生活。
We should have this different kind of life.
不是跟过去一样的。
It should not be like the same before.
那么从第五章开始。
So starting verse 5.
第一节到第七节讲到一个爱的生活。
In chapter 5, verse 1 to 7, it speaks of love of life.
Walk in life. Love.
Walk in love.
到第八节到十四节。
Verse 8 to 14.
那么要讲到一个光的生活。
It speaks of a life of light.
那么到第十五节到第十七节。
Verse 15 to 17.
讲到我们要行走在智慧当中。
That we need to walk with understanding.
那么到十八节，五章十八节，到六章的九节。
Chapter 5, verse 18 to chapter 6.
六章的 九节
chapter 6 verse 9
讲到有一个圣灵充满的生活
that it's a life filled with the Holy Spirit
从第六章的十节到二十节
chapter 6 verse 10 to
20要讲到我们怎样有一个征战的生活
that we should have a life of battle
因为我们如果根据神的旨意来生活的话
Because if we live according to the purpose of God
那一定有一些难处
There will be tribulation
那么这个里面就有属灵的征战
And there will be spiritual battle
那我们怎样再有一个征战的生活
So how can we live in this life of battle
所以从第四章一直到第六章讲到各方面这个生活
So chapters 4 to 6 it speaks of various kinds of things in life
都是根据神给我们的恩典
It is all according to the grace God has given
我们要与神的招我们的恩典能够相称
According to the grace of our calling we need to live by that
那今天我们就缩小的范围就是在第四章下半章这一段的经文里头
So today we'll just narrow down to the last half of chapter 4
那怎样有一个根据恩典而有的一个生活呢
So how can we live according to the grace of our calling
在这一段里头提到一个最重要的就是二十二节所提的
most important is in verse 22
要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人
You need to put off concerning your former conduct, the old man
二十四节说到并且穿上新人
That you need to put on the new man
这地方说脱去旧人
Put off old man
穿上新人
Put on new man
你不能把新人穿在旧人的上面
You cannot put on the new man on top of the old man
你穿新衣服的时候你就要把旧衣服脱掉
When you wear new clothes you need to put off the old clothes
当我们蒙着神的恩典召我们以后我们就要脱去旧人穿上新人
When we have received the grace of God's calling we need to put off the old man put on the new man
所以这里头第十七节到二十四节
And so here in verse 17 to 24,
就讲到旧人是怎样。
It speaks of how this old man.
那么又讲到新人是怎么样。
And also speaks of how this new man is.
那么他先说到旧人的特点。
And here it first speaks of the characteristics of old man.
啊，这个地方讲到这个旧人是一个虚妄的心。
Here it says the old man has darkened heart.
Futility of their mind.
Futility of their mind.
啊，就讲到他们的 mind， 他们的心思啊，是一个没有用的。
It speaks of how their mind is useless.
他们不懂得神的事情。
They don't understand the things of God.
他们不懂得属灵的事情。
They don't understand spiritual things.
他们只知道这个这些。物质表面的事情。
They only understand the surface physical things.
这旧人的话，这个虽然他的学问很大。
Although the old man, it's
学问他的 knowledge.
Oh, their knowledge is very big.
哦，他可能懂得很多的学问。
Although they may know a lot of knowledge.
可能他们是这个PhD 或者他们是个教授。
Maybe they're doctors or
professors.但是你跟他讲到神的事情，他就觉得他就不一定能明白。
But when you speak of the things of God, they may not understand.
因为他们的心思是没有用的，对属灵的事情是没有用的。
Because their mind is futile.
底下就说，他们是的跟神所的是的生命是隔绝的。
And their life is separated from God.
啊，神是光。
God is light.
那你跟光隔开。
But you are separated from the light.
那是什么呢？
Then what is it?
黑暗。
Darkness.
啊，所以他们里面这个生命里面呢是黑暗的。
So in their life there's darkness.
他们是无知，对神的事情他不知道。
They are without understanding. They don't know the things of God.
而且他是心里刚硬。
And they have blindness in heart.
啊，旧人不太容易接受神所说的话。
The old man does not take.Cannot take in things of God.
啊，因为他总觉得神的话是不可靠的。
Because they feel that God's word cannot be relied on.
这旧人还有个特点，就是他们的这个良心啊，就是没有起到应有的作用。conscience.
Their conscience is not in use.
啊，他们就是分不清楚这个道德上的好跟坏。
They cannot distinguish between good and bad.
有些神看为不好的事情，他们觉得好的。
What God deems as bad, they seem as good.
神看为好的事情，他们说不好。
And what God seems as right, good, they seem as bad.
这是他们里的对这个道德上的事情，他们分辨不清楚。
And so with the doctrines, they don't know.
所以到最后这个第十九节说他们就放纵私欲贪行种种的污秽。
So verse 19 is said, being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness.
啊，他们就被这个情欲所控制的。
They are controlled by their lust.
啊，这就刚才说的就是旧人的特点。
So these are the characteristics of old man.
那我们没有得救以前我们是不是也是这种光景呢？
So are we not like this before we were saved?
我们的悟性，我们的心思，对神的事情是不懂的。
Our futile mind, it is, we don't understand things of God.
我们跟神的生命是隔绝的。
And our life is separated from the life of God.
啊，我们这里头对这个道德上的好坏，我们也分辨不清楚的。
And we cannot distinguish the what is good from bad.
我们也受到我们里面肉体的情欲的控制。
And we also experience the control of our lust of the flesh.
这就讲到这个旧人的特点。
So this speaks of the characteristics of old man.
这些要把它脱去。
All these we need to put off.
那么底下就说到新人了。
And later on it says of a new man.
他说二十节说你们学了基督却不是这样。
And verse 20 it says, but you have not so learned Christ.
啊，这就说到你重生以后，你得救以后，你就不是这样的了。
It said that once you're born again, is not like this.
你的新人完全跟旧人是不同的。
This old man is different from the new man.
你有了基督的生命了。
You have the life of Christ.
你的心思被基督更新了。
And your mind has been renewed by Christ.
而且这个新人是什么特点呢？ 有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And the new man has righteousness and holiness.
啊，这就讲到神的一个基本的性情。
And this speaks of God's
这个
characteristics.
啊，神是义的。
God is righteous.
神也是圣洁的。
God is also holy.
啊，所以你有了这个新生命以后。
So after you have this new life,
你就跟神的性情有份了。
Then you share the personality of God.
啊，你也喜欢义的事情。
You also like things that are righteous.
你也喜欢圣洁的事情。
You also like things that are holy.
你犯了罪以后，心里头会觉得很不平安，很痛苦。
And after you have sinned, in your heart you will feel very sorrowful.
并不是有人骂你或者是责备你。
It's not that someone has yelled at you or corrected you.
常常不需要别人说。
Often you don't need others to tell
you. 你做错的事情，你说错的话。
The things that you did wrong or things that you said wrong.
你心里头就觉得不太平安。
In your heart you will not have peace.
为什么？因为你里面有个新人。
Why? Because in your heart you have a new man.
你有神的公义和圣洁了。
You have the righteousness and holiness of God.
所以这个前面这个就讲到新旧人。跟新人的不同。
So here, it speaks of the difference between old man and new man.
所以神在这里告诉我们要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
So here, God tells us that we need to put off the old man and put on the new man.
那么怎样脱去旧人，穿上新人呢？
So how do we put off the old man and put on the new man?
保罗接下来就在这个书信里头讲到几样事情。
So next, Paul tells us several things.
这几件事情在人看起来好像不是什么大的问题。
And according to man, these things may not seem like a big deal.
保罗在底下说到要不要说谎。
Paul said, don't lie.
保罗说你不要生气，你不要犯罪。
Do not be angry, do not sin.
保罗说你不要偷窃。
Do not steal.
保罗还说。你不要讲这个不好的话
，and don't use corrupt words。
啊，这些事情啊，一般人看起来都不是什么大的事情。
And according to people, it's not a big thing。
保罗并没有说你不要杀人。
Paul didn't say don't murder。
因为人我们一般以为杀人是最大的罪了。
Because according to us。Murder is a big thing.
但是保罗却提出了一些一般人以为不是罪的这些的情形。
But Paul, he speaks of things that are.
保罗并没有把所有旧人的表现都提了出来。
Paul did not mention all the sins.
他就把这些人看为这个是一些没有大问题的事情。
He speaks of things that, according to man, is not.So big.
但是这些却是一个旧人，一般的旧人都会有这些问题的。
But these things, the old man will have problems with.
所以保罗特别提出这几样事情。
So Paul mentioned these specific.
他说这些如果我们不把它脱去
，And he said if we don't put off these things,
你仍然是做这些事情。
And although you do these things,
那么仍然跟你没有信主以前一样啊。
Then you will be like how you were before.
过去你说谎，到现在信了主你还说谎。
Before you lied and after you believe in Jesus, then you still lie.
过去你很生气而犯罪，现在你还照样在发脾气。
Before you get angry easily and now you still get angry.
那怎么能够说？你现在是一个新人了呢
But how can you say you are a new man?
所以保罗从这几方面给我们看到怎样的脱去旧人穿上新人
So from these various aspects Paul tells us how we can put off the old man
所以第一样我们看到保罗说所以你们要弃绝谎言个人与邻舍说实话
Verse 25 says, Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another.
他说，一般的我们说谎啊，在一般人看起来的话，不是一个罪啊。
And normally, people will think that lying is not a sin.
因为每个人都在说谎。
Because everyone is lying.
有的说大谎，有的说小谎。
Some say big lies, some tell small lies.
我们弟兄姊妹，你长到这么大，你从来没说过谎吗？
Brothers and sisters, you've grown so much, and have you ever never lied?
但是保罗却提到，我们不要说谎。
But Paul reminds us to not lie.
好像看起来说谎是没有什么大问题。
It seems like lying is not a big deal.
好像有人说谎也没有什么大的对别人有什么损害啊。
And it's like lying will not harm others.
但是圣经里头却把说谎看作是一个很严重的罪。
But in the Bible, lying is a very serious sin.
圣经说到这个说谎的人的父亲是谁？
And it says who the father of sin is. Sorry, lying is.
撒旦。
Satan.
魔鬼。
The devil.
魔鬼是说谎人的之父。
The devil is the father of all lies.
因为你要看到创世纪第三章。
Because you need to look at Genesis chapter 3.
看到这条蛇，这魔鬼跟夏娃在说话。
And you see the serpent speaking to Eve.
这里看到里头充满了谎言。
You can see it's filled with lies.
魔鬼对夏娃说：“神岂是真说，园中的果，一切的果子你都不可以吃吗？”
And the serpent asked, "Did God say you cannot eat all of the fruits?"
夏娃说：“没有，神说到啊，一切果子你都可以吃，就是园中那个分别善恶树的果子啊，你不可以吃，也不可以摸，免得你们死。”
And Eve replied, "We can eat everything of all the fruits except the from the tree of."
You can eat or you can not touch. 那么撒旦跟他说：“你们不一定死。”
And Satan said, "You may not die."
啊，神明明说你们吃的日子必定死，撒旦说：“哎，你们不一定死。”
God said, "Surely you will die," but Satan said, "You might not die."
啊，这就是个谎言。
This is a lie.
很大的谎言。
A big lie.
这是可以说是人类历史上第一次。这个谎言。
And you can say that this is the first lie on earth.
从哪儿来的？
Where did it come from?
撒旦来的。
From Satan.
所以我们在说谎。
So when we lie,
我们不知不觉中间就做了魔鬼的儿女了。
Without knowing it, we have become the children of the devil.
因为他把这个说谎来教我们，来传给我们了。
Because he has passed on this lying to us.
啊，所以这个说谎在圣经看是一个很大的罪。
So in the Bible, lying is a big sin.
这是在创世纪。
This is in Genesis.
在圣经的一开始的第一卷。
And in the beginning of the Bible.
那么到圣经的最后一卷启示录呢？
To Revelations in the Bible.
也是最后讲到这个有几种人他们的结局。就是硫磺火湖。
And it speaks of these people how their ending will be in the lake of fire.
有其中有一种就说谎地。
And one of them will be liars.
啊，这个说谎地，并不是你说过一次谎，你就要下到地狱了。
It's not that you say one lie and then you will go to hell.
那么这个说谎的呢，就是他以这个说谎作为他生活的习惯。
But it is the type of people that use lies as their living.
啊，所以这个就是一直说谎，一直说谎。
But they keep telling lies.
他说这样的人，他们的结局就是硫磺火湖。
That these type of people, their end is in the lake of fire.
但是我们信主的人，我们却不是说谎的。
But we are, but believers, we do not tell lies.
我们不是一直在说谎。
We do not keep telling lies.
啊，我们这个新人不是这样的特性。
And this is not the characteristic of new man.
所以我们要注意到，我们要弃绝谎言。
So we need to remember not to lie.
我记得我年轻的时候在教会里头有个年长的弟兄就在 跟我们说到这样的事情。
I remember when I was younger in church, there was an elder speaking in the church about this.
他说有的时候你到弟兄姊妹家里去。
He said, when you go to brother and sister's house,
他们正在要吃饭。
And they're about to eat.
那么看见你来了。
And they see you coming.
他说，你吃过饭没有啊？
They say, did you eat yet?
来来来，我们一块吃饭。
Come, we'll eat together.
有时候我们就不好意思啊。
And sometimes, we're too polite.
明明你还没吃过饭。
And you haven't eaten yet.
我已经吃过了。
You say, oh yes, I've eaten already.
他说这个就是说谎。
You say, this is a lie.
你的意思就是说你不要去麻烦他。
Your meaning is you don't want to intrude on them.
他说你确实说没有吃过饭，你却是说我吃过饭。
But in actuality, you have not eaten, but you said you did.
这就是谎言。
This is a lie.
这样的谎言你也不能说的。
Even this type of lie, you cannot say.
那你怎么办呢？
Then what do you do?
那你就告诉他。
Then you tell them.
我还没吃过饭。
I haven't eaten yet.
但是我还不想在这里吃饭。
I haven't eaten yet, but I don't want to eat here.
我可能还有别的事情立刻要做。
And I still have other things to do.
你就把你的心里想的就告诉他就行了。
Then just tell them what is in your heart.
这个就是弟兄姊妹跟弟兄姊妹中间的关系。
And this is a relationship between brothers and sisters.
当然，今天你们要碰到我来到我家里，我不会这样问你的。
Of course, today if you come over to my house, I won't ask you.
因为现在都要先打个电话，我可不可以来了。
And nowadays, it's always phoning before you come.
就是说谎在我们这个社会中间是很普遍的事情。
And lying is a very common thing in the world.
一个爸爸听到有电话响了。
A father heard the phone ring.
这个叫小孩去接电话。
And told the child to get the phone.
一听的话，这个小孩说是某某人来的电话。
And the child said so and so's phone.
这个爸爸他不想接这个人的电话。
This father does not want to get the phone.
所以就跟这个小孩说。
And told the child.
你跟他说爸爸也不在。
Tell them that I'm not here.
所以那个孩子就电话里头说。我爸爸告诉我我爸爸没有在。
So the child said, my father said he is not here.
你说这个小孩当然也不会帮助爸爸去补这个谎言了。
And the child cannot help the father lie.
所以这种情况还不太少啊。
And there's notThis situation is very common.
你不想听他电话。
You don't want to listen to the phone.
还叫别人帮助你来说谎。
And you ask others to lie for you.
所以这个你像这种事情，我们也会碰到过。
And these type of things we will come across as well.
我们也可能自己也有的时候也会这样的做。
We also may do it ourselves.
但是我们既然是新人。
But now that we are new men,
神告诉我们要弃绝谎言。
We need to put away all lies.
我们就要注意在这方面，我们做一个真实的人。
We need to be a truthful person.
底下说，个人与邻舍说实话。
It says, for we are members of one another. Speak truth with his neighbor.
Truth. 真实的话。
Speak truth.
那么所以这个说谎呢？并不单单是刚才所举的那些例子。
So lies is not just all the examples that we gave.
说谎这范围包括的很大很大的。
Lies has a very large boundary.
一切不是真实的话，一切不是真实的事情，都是谎言。
All that is not of the truth is lie.
一切夸大的话，不实在的话，也都是谎言。
All that is not true.Or exaggeration, it is a lie.
一切把真相掩盖起来的话都是谎言。
All things that cover the truth is a lie.
你要这样看一看的话，今天在报纸上，两个党在竞选的时候，好多谎言在里面。
So we see the when there's election going on, two parties, there's filled with lies.
这些都是我们。要注意的。
All these things we need to be careful of.
个人要说真理。
Each one of you speak truth.
要说真实的话。
You need to speak the truth.
所以有时候我也看到报纸上说， 有一些人啊，有些大学里头的人啊，学生啊，学校把他给考试的成绩他都不跟他算上了。
And in universities, sometimes they don't include some of the students' grades.
因为他们所交上的这些文章啊，是从网上抄了下来的。
Because they copy from the website.
那么就说他写的东西。
So they said that they wrote it.
这是不是真实的。
This is not the truth.
所以这个是我们要避免的。
So this is something we need to avoid.
那为什么不要说谎呢？
So why not? Why can we not say lie?
底下说，因为我们是互相为肢体。
Because we are members of one another.
我们是互相为肢体。
We are members of one another.
你是我的弟兄姊妹。我是你的弟兄姊妹。
You are my brothers and sisters. I am your brothers.
如果我们当中有说谎、不真实的情况，那这个身体就会受到损害。
And when you don't speak the truth, there will be harm in the body.
你看看我们身上的肢体有没有彼此说谎的呢
？And do you see any of our members of our body tell lies?
明明我的肚子是饿了。
When my stomach is hungry,
我的肚子告诉这个脑子说我饿了。
And my stomach tells my mind saying I'm hungry.
这个脑子说你没有饿。
And the mind says you're not hungry.
那就也不给你吃。
Then I will not let you eat.
是谁吃亏呢
？And who's
受到伤害呢
？And who gets the harm?
整个身体受到伤害。
The whole body is affected.
所以手不会偏这个脚。脚也不会偏手的。
The hand will not lie to the feet, feet will not lie to the hand.
因为我们互相为肢体。
Because we're a member of one another.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在弟兄姊妹的关系里头，我们真是要说真理，在真理里头说话。
So we need to speak the truth to one another.
那第二个呢？说生气却不要犯罪。
Secondly, it says be angry and do not sin.
生气每个人都会有的。
Everyone will be angry.
人都是有感情的动物。
And people are emotional.
我们一定是有感情的。
We have feelings.
如果一个人也不会生气，也不会开心，也不会伤心，那这个人可能不是活人，可能是死人。
And if a person cannot feel angry or happy, then most likely this person is dead.
所以生气是每一个人都有的。
So anger is something that everyone has.
那么有的人多一些，有的人少一些。
Some has more, some has less.
有的人容易生气，有的人不太容易生气。
Some get angered easily, some not as much.
生气本身并不是罪。
And anger itself is not sin.
神也会愤怒，也会生气的。
God also has anger and wrath.
所以神的这个 anger 它不是犯罪。
So when God gets angry, it is not sin.
你像这个家里面这孩子不听话，父母亲会不会生气啊？
And when a child is disobedient, do you think the parents will get angry?
到了吃饭的时候，妈妈叫孩子来吃饭，那孩子还在电脑上还在玩。
And when the mom calls the child for supper, the child still plays on the computer.
叫一次他也不来。
Calls him once.
两次也不来。
Second time,
叫几次都不来。
And several times did not come.
你是个母亲，这个时候你怎么办
？If you're the mom, what would you do?
你不会生气。
Oh, you won't be angry.
生气是个不好，是个罪。
That anger is a sin.
那孩子，你要玩电脑，你玩吧。
Oh, child, if you want to play, you play.
你不会这么说的。
You won't say this.
这个母亲一开始还不会怎么生气。
In the beginning, the mom will not get that angry.
叫了三次以后还不来。
After the third time, still doesn't come.
这个声音的调子就高了。
Then the voice is raised.
再不来。
And still doesn't come.
晚上你就不要吃饭。
Then you won't eat for the night.
你再不听，低了他的头，低着他的耳朵就把他拽过来了。
And still don't listen, I'll drag you by the ears.
这是很正常的。
This is very normal.
所以这个生气本身不是罪。
Anger itself is not sin.
但是呢，这里告诉我们，生气却不要犯罪。
But it says, be angry and do not sin.
你要控制你的生气。
You need to control your anger.
你如果不受这个生气，你不去控制它。
And if you don't control your anger,
发出来以后不受控制，这个就要犯罪了。
then the outcome of if you just let it go out uncontrollably, that is sin.
上去就把孩子打了一个耳光。
You will slap your child in the face.
跟他说，你如果你不要这个家，你就走。
Now, if you don't want this house, then you leave.
好，他就真的走了。
Then the child will be left.
这样就是生气不受控制就犯罪了。
This is the kind of uncontrolled anger.
啊，你看到这个在路上。一个车子跟另外车子常常有这个路上的这些发生的事情。
And you see this happening on the road as well.
啊，你说有的时候就是有个车超在你前面，看着你的脸，好，有的人就脾气很大，你看我的脸，我就看你的脸。
And some people, if they are cut off by another car, they get angry, and then so they will cut the other person off.
弟兄姊妹，你们有没有碰到这些的开车的事情这样的？
Brothers and sisters, have you encountered this?
哈，如果你不受控制的话。
And if you don't control your anger.
碰到有一些人没有枪的还好，有枪的他拿枪把你打一下，你看这个怎么办？
And good thing you haven't come across someone with guns, but if they.But if you did, what would you do?
是常常因为这些小的事情，生气却不能控制，结果发生更大的事情。
And often it is because they are angry and then did not control it, then it became a big matter.
所以这里说生气却不要犯罪。
So here it says be angry but do not sin.
为什么我们生气以后会犯罪呢？
So why is it that after we get angry we will sin?
我们的生气，我们的为什么不能受到控制呢？
And why can't we control our anger?
因为我们是考虑到这些人伤害了我了。
Because we consider how this person has hurt me.
所以我就要报复他。
So we want revenge.
我就要有立刻的反应。
And we want immediate reaction.
那怎样可以生气不犯罪呢？
So how can we be angry but not sin?
有人说。
Someone has said.
他说你不要为了自己生气。
He said, do not think of yourself and be angry.
你要为了罪而生气的话，这个就不会犯罪了。
But be angry for sin.
就是说，如果你自己错了。
It is to say, if you yourself are in the wrong,
你对自己生恩气。
And you are mad at yourself.
我为什么又做这样的事情呢？
Why did I do this?
他说，你这个生气啊，就不会犯罪了。
If you think this way, you will not sin.
所以我们看到保罗跟我们说的，生气却不要犯罪。
So here Paul says, be angry and do not sin.
他说，如果你一时控制不住。
And he said, if you cannot control your anger.
生气却犯了罪了。
And you became angry and you sinned.
你这个你已经这个发出来以后没有控制发出来，造成不好的效果了。
And you've already, because of your anger, you've sinned, and the outcome is bad.
怎么样呢？
Then what do you do?
不可含怒到日落。
Then do not let the sun go down on your wrath.
太阳快下山了，快点把这个生气的事情做一个结束了。
The sun is almost setting, so let the let this wrath come to a conclusion.
就不要放过。
Just don't let it go.
快点把它解决掉。
Quickly deal with it.
特别是丈夫跟妻子。
Especially husbands and wives.
常常因着生了气，两人造成隔阂了，一直不肯说话。
And because of argument, both are no longer talking.
丈夫想呢，这个是妻子错，妻子应该向我先承认，认错了，我才会原谅她。
And husband will think it is the wife who is wrong, and she needs to come and apologize first.
这个妻子想呢，是你错了，你应该先向我承认。
And the wife will think, no, you are wrong, and you need to come apologize first.
两人都不肯。
And both will not give in.
太阳已经下去了，他们两个人还有隔阂。
And the sun has set already, and yet they are still separated.
第二天，第三天。可能有一个礼拜，两人他都不两人他都不说话。
And it can go on for even a month not talking to each other.
这样就不对了。
This is not right.
他说不可含怒到日落。
Do not let the sun go down on your wrath.
他说这样的话会给魔鬼留地步的。
In this way, you will leave the opportunities for the devil.
他会利用你的生气来破坏你们的关系的。
The devil will use your anger to ruin your relationship.
所以说不可含怒到日落。
So here it says, do not let the sun go down.
如果错了
if you're wrong,
就是尽快的承认，尽快的解决。
Then quickly confess and deal with it.
第三个
number three,
他说从前偷窃的不要再偷了。
It says, you who stole, steal no longer.
就好像这个说是不是我们每个人都在偷东西呢？
So is it everyone steals?
啊，好像这句话对我们好像没有什么用啊。
And here is as if it doesn't matter to us.
我相信我们中间没有一个人去偷东西的。
I believe not everyone here physically steals.
但是这个偷窃范围比较广的。
But here the stealing has a bigger boundary.
你欠人家债你不还，这个是不是偷窃呢？
You owe someone money and you don't give it back.
你困难的时候人家借给你了。
And when you are in trouble and someone lends you money.
结果你的经济好了，你还得起了，但是说哎，过了这么多年算了吧，我也不还了。
But now financially you are okay, but you don't give back the money.
有个弟兄讲到他跟他哥哥的事情。
A brother shared about his relationship with his brother.
他说那个他哥困难的时候跟他借钱，他就把他借给他了。
He said how his brother borrowed money from him, and so he lent it to him.
过了这么多年了。
And after so many years.
他哥哥的经济已经很好很好了。
And his brother is financially very well off now.
比我好很多很多。
And it's way better than I am.
但是他欠我的钱，他一直没有还。
But the money he owed me, he never gave back.
这就不好了。
This is not good.
这是不是偷窃呢？
Is this stealing?
这就是把不是你的东西一直占着你己有。
It is keeping what you have stolen.
是不是你有些在做生意上面有没有漏税呢？
And when it comes to tax, did you report all of it?
在这里好像这个是比较少吧。
Here it seems less.
像 A 等一直做着工作的，我想这里的人比较少一些啊。
Just like Aiden, the accountant here seems less.
你至少你不会帮着别人去漏税的。
At least you will not help others lie about their tax.
但是在中国这种情形非常多。
But in China, this is a very common thing.
我们有个亲戚，他是个会计。
We have a relative who is an accountant.
他跟他的老板做事情有两本账的。
He has two accounts, two books for his boss.
一本是给老板看的。
One is to show his boss.
一本是给国家看的。
The other is for the government to see.
所以他信了主以后就问我们怎么办。
So, after he believed in the Lord, he asked us, what do I do?
很难。
Very hard.
他说如果我跟老板说不能这样的话，那老板一定把我辞掉。
Because if I tell the boss no, then I will get fired.
如果我还继续下去，我良心也不平安。
But if I continue like this, my conscience will not be at peace.
怎么办？
So what do I do?
我们也没有给他一个办法。
We didn't give him an answer.
很难，是很难。
It's very hard.
也不能说你就辞掉，你就不要做了。
We cannot say just quit.
你也不能说哎，这也没有关系。假账是他的事情，不是你的事情。
And we cannot say, it doesn't matter to you because it's his false tax.
弟兄姊妹，您碰到的问题，你会怎么回答呢
？Brothers and sisters, when if the question is.Asked to you, how would you answer?
我自己现在还没有给他很好的回答。
Even to this day, I still haven't given him a good answer.
这就是偷窃了。
This is stealing.
这个老板就是把应该给国家的，他就把它扣下来。
The boss should give to the government, but he did not.
在中国还有更厉害的，就是工人做了工了以后不给他工资。
And in China, there's an example of how the labor worked but did not get the wages.
这个 builder 接了很大的工程，招了很多的从农村来的工人帮他做。
And this builder hired a lot of farmers to come and help him build.
等到工程完成了， 这个 builder 拿到钱了。
And until the building is finished and got the money.
却不把工资应该给的工资给那些工人。
But he did not give the wages to the laborers.
一年下来，这工人拿不到几个钱。
And after a year, they didn't get much money.
这就是偷窃。
This is stealing.
人家应该得的，你为什么你不给别人？
That what others should earn, you did not give.
啊，这个是一个偷窃。
This is stealing.
啊，所以说不要偷窃。
So do not steal.
啊，他说要努力。
He said, you need to work hard.
过去你偷窃了，不要再偷了。
Before you stole, but now steal no longer.
要自己努力。
You need to work.
亲手做正经事。
Working with your own hands.
那么你就可以有余了，就可以分给那些缺少的人。
Then you will have something to give those who are in need.
啊，圣经告诉我们的话，比社会上告诉我们的话还要高得多。
And what the Bible tells us is much higher than what the world has to tell us.
不但你不要再偷了。
Not only no longer steal.
而且你还要分给有需要的人。
But you need to give to those who are in need.
啊，这个就是神所告诉我们。
This is what God tells us.
啊，这个就是你还要顾到别人的需要。
That you need to consider others' needs.
这是神的新人。新人应该有的表现。
Now this is what the new man should manifest.
底下又说了，污秽的话语一句也不可出口。
Here it says, let no corrupt word, not even one, proceed out of your mouth.
这 corrupt 话就是说是没有用处的。
The corrupt word means it's useless.
没有价值的。
It has no value.
很多 TV 上的 talk show, 很多话都是没有什么意思的。
A lot of the things said on TV is very useless.
是很低级的话。
It is a low-graded language.
这些话是从地狱里出来的话。
And these words are from hell.
这些话不能从我们新人的口中出来的。
And these words should not come out of our new man.
一句不可出口。
Not even one word.
这是非常的严格。
This is very strict.
因为我们是新人。
Because we are a new man.
圣经里说，一个泉源能够流出两样的水吗？
Can a spring pour forth two types of waters?
一个是甜水，一个是苦水。
One is sweet water, one is bitter water.
不可以的。
Cannot.
要么出来苦水，要么出来甜水。
Either it springs forth sweet water or bitter water.
所以我们不能够从我们的口里把这些污秽的话说了出来。
So we cannot pour forth corrupt words from our mouth.
那我们正面的应该怎么做呢？
So how should we do this?
他说只要随时所造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
But you should speak what is good for necessary edification.
啊，这里地方告诉我们，作为一个新人，他的话语有什么特点呢？
So what are some of the characteristics of the new man's words?
第一个特点就是一个造就人的话。
One is edifying words.
你就是说的话能够叫对方得到造就。
That the words you speak, it edifies others.
就是叫说这话，叫别人的生命能够得到帮助。
That the words you say, it will help others their life.
能够叫别人得到供应。
That they will receive grace.
他们的生命能够长大。
That their life may grow.
被建立起来。
That they may be built up.
这个是能够更能爱主。
That they may love the Lord more.
这个是造就人的话。
This is edification.
我们正是需要在说话方面，我们要注意到这方面啊。
So truly, in our language, we need to watch this.
底下来说，我们的说话的特点呢，是一个必要的话 ，necessary。
And the words we speak should be necessary.
这必要的话。
Necessary words.
废话少说。
Unnecessary words.
尽量不要说。
Don't say them.
这个必要的话就是说适应他的需要。
And unnecessary words are those that have lost their usefulness.
比如一个人他的病了。
For example, a person who is sick.
那么你去了，你就要跟他说一些话。
So when you go visit, you should say some words.
弟兄姊妹啊，你生病了，你要好好承认你在神面前有什么罪。
Sister, you're sick. You need to truly repent and confess your sins.
你要悔改。
You need to repent.
这适合他需要吗？
Does this meet her needs?
不是适合他的需要。
No.
啊，所以有好多话是不是说到人家所需要的？
So a lot of the words, is it what they need?
然后第三个特点就是要说恩典的话。
Third point, it is words of grace.
他叫听见人得益处，原来意思就是叫把恩典给人的话。
That the hearers may be imparted grace.
这有恩典的话。
It is words of grace.
所以你叫做你说话里头，同样一句话可以带恩典，也可以不带恩典。
The words you say, it can either give grace or not.
比如这个一个小孩。到这个叫他不要到这个去玩什么东西，结果他玩了。
For example, you tell a child to not play, but he went to play.
结果他受到伤害了。
And then he got harmed.
那一般的我们都会说，你看，告诉你不要去，不要去，结果你偏偏去，你看，现在你吃了亏了吧？
Normally we will say, see, told you so. You shouldn't have done that. Now you're paying the price.
比如说这个。这个一个孩子考试考得不好
and a child will not do well on the test
就是他在考试以前没有好好的准备，妈妈叫他准备他也没有好好准备，结果考出来也没有及格
and the mom told him to study but he did not and then the result was not good
那妈妈就会说了，你看告诉你好好准备，结果你不准备，现在你看你考了也不及格了，将来你要做什么工啊？
And the mom said, "See, told you to study, and you did not. And now, what kind of job will you have in the future?"
你还想做这个做那个？将来你去收garbage去吧。
Then, you want to do this and that? Just go pick up garbage.
这就是这个时候应该说点恩典的话。
At this time, you need to say words of grace.
你告诉你应该好好准备，结果你去玩，你没有准备。
Told you to study, but you did not.
你看，现在你看，你就看到你没有准备，这成绩就不好呗。
And see, because you didn't prepare, then your result.
下次要注意啊，要好好的要准备了啊。
But remember, next time you need to prepare better.
那你安慰他一下，帮助他一下，那就这个就是有点恩典的话。
Then you comfort him and give encouragement, and this way you will impart grace.
这个就是。我们新人的话语有这三方面的特点。
So, these are the three characteristics of the language of new men.
一个就是要造就人的话。
One is to edify.
一个就是去也是个必要的话。
And the other is saying necessary words.
合乎人的需要。
Meet their needs.
伤心的时候，你需要安慰的话。
When someone is hurting, you speak comforting words.
绝望的时候，你要给他有希望的话。
And when they're without hope, you give hopeful words.
必要的话。
Necessary words.
还有呢，恩典的话。
And words of grace.
这样的话，我们就能够在话语上正式把一个新人表现出来。
And in this way, we can manifest the new man.
其实我们。每个弟兄姊妹，我们的家里，在教会里头，在公司里头，都需要在这四方面我们来注意的。
And in our work, in our home, in the church, in all these areas, we need to be careful.
我们弃绝谎言。
Do not lie.
我们生气不要犯罪。
Be angry, but do not sin.
控制我们的脾气。
Control our anger.
我们不要偷窃。
Do not steal.
我们不说这些不好的话。
And don't say corrupt words.
如果这样的话，如果我们这样做，我们就不会叫圣灵担忧。
And if we do this, we will not grieve the Holy Spirit.
我们就能够看到这个新人从我们身上能够活出来。
And this way, we will see the old man being manifested.
有更多的人能够看到我们的表现，我们的生活，就能够来认识神。
and more people will see the new man, and they will come to know the Lord more.
所以求主帮助我们。
And may the Lord help us.
我们就交通到这里。
We'll end here.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们感谢你，你把这些话放在我们的面前。
Lord, we thank you for putting these words in front of us.
就好像一面镜子一样的，叫我们常常看到我们自己的光景。
It is like a mirror, that we may observe who we are.
感谢你，你叫我们已经脱去旧人，叫我们穿上了新人。
Thank you that you have caused us to put off the old man and put on the new man.
但是有点这些新人的特点都能够在我们生活中间能够活出来。
And we pray that may the new man be manifested in our life.
我们不但是懂得这些的教训。
Not only do we understand these doctrines.
就是让这些教训也能够在我们生活中间能够活出来。
But may these teachings be lived out in our life.
求主你帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
让主耶稣基督的荣美能够从我们身上能够显明出来。
That the beauty of Jesus will be seen in us.
叫我们人因着我们的好行为，就将荣耀来归给神。
And that others may see our your manifestation and give glory to you.
感谢主。
Thank you.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.